This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, we have a funeral prayer straight after the Jummah prayer. So please don't pray your sunnahs. Just wait, and inshallah, the funeral prayer is straight after the Jummah prayer. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي احيا عن الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله. أرسله الله إلى الناس كافةً بشيرًا ونذيرًا، فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أحبتي في الإسلام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله والإحسان، فإن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. My beloved brothers and sisters, I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending blessings and salutations upon our beloved messenger Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often reminds us to have taqwa, to be fearful of Him and to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is through this piety and this taqwa that we gain in this world and gain in the next world. We will do good in this world and we will do even better in the next world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when you are pious and you have taqwa, that Allah will give you a way out of your difficulties. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That Allah will open doors for you and give you a way out of your problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That Allah will forgive your sins and expiate them. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to know right from wrong and make it easy for you to distinguish falsehood from that which is right and upright. وَمَنْ إِنْ تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those that are pious and have taqwa in this world and those that benefit from it in the next world. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, in this world, as we live day by day, are days that are numbered. Not only are they numbered, we don't know how long we have. Each one of us, there is a day that we will perish and die. That could be today, that could be tomorrow, that could be in a week, in a month, in a year, in several years. We do not know when it is. And there is a question that we have to ask ourselves all the time. Are we prepared for that eventuality when we pass away? And what have we done to ensure that our good deeds are more than our bad deeds? That which recorded for us is more khair than it is shar, more good than it is evil. That we have fulfilled our obligations, that we have amassed enough reward to gain Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know, my brothers and sisters, that the day you die, your actions and your deeds will stop. إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ. When the person dies, their deeds stop. There's no more subhanallah that you can say. There's no more salah that you can pray. There's no more charity that you can give. There's no more Quran that you can recite. There's no more umrah that you can go to. It is over. And this is something that we have to live with. Now you have the chance. Now you have the chance to pray tahajjud. Now you have the chance to repent from your sins. Now you have the chance to give sadaqah. Now you have the chance to make hajj and umrah. While you are alive, benefit from it. Especially charity, because Allah mentions in the Quran that those that die and their ajal comes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. When their ajal comes, Allah of them will say that they wish they could come back for as-saddaqa, so that I can give more charity. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahmanun Rahim. Allah is the most merciful, the giver of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even opened up opportunities for those that have passed away. And there are ways that your deeds can continue after your death, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith that is in Sahih Muslim, narrated by the great companion Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, where he said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ. Indeed, when the person dies, their deeds stop except for three types. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned three things. The first one was صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. The second one was عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And the third one was وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. A charity that is ongoing, knowledge that is benefiting others, and a righteous child that makes dua for you. I want us to focus on these three points, my brothers and sisters. This is a way for you to invest for your akhirah. I want you to just think about this right now. Right now, if your life were to come to an end, how much sadaqa jariyah do you have at this very moment? How much knowledge have you propagated or been the cause of its propagation? How much of a sadaqa jariyah have you invested in? Any wells, any mosques, any mushafs, any waqf projects? Have you done that? Are your children raised in a manner where you are sure or it is likely that they will remember you in their du'as? This is what you need to think about. How often do we come into this masjid? How often do we pray in this masjid and every Friday we are here? There are people that took part in the creation of this masjid. Setting it up, its build work, the walls, the carpet, the rent, the purchasing. Some of them have passed away. If not, many of them have passed away. And every time you come here and you pray, there is some reward that is going to them. Every time you come in and pray, there is some rewards. These masahif that you see, there are people that were the cause of it, that we read in Jumu'ah. No doubt many of you here were reading Suratul Kahf before the khutbah started. The Quran that you were reciting from the mushaf, someone brought it into the masjid. And they are reaping those rewards, inshallah. They are reaping those rewards. Every masjid you've ever prayed in, people were involved in setting it up. Every musalla, every masjid, every mushaf, all these ibadat that you see. Every time there are people, there are wells of water that are being drank from. And the people that set them up have long perished, but the reward is going for them. Should we not be thinking the same way? And similarly, my brothers and sisters, there are people that have died and there's nothing. All they have is the deeds they died with. No children making dua for them. No knowledge that they have propagated or taught. No charity that they have been involved in that is ongoing. That's it for them. فعلاً, truly, in قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُمْ. Their deeds, just what they died with, and that's all they have. That should not be our fate. That should not be what happens to us, my brothers and sisters. So start planning now, since you do not know, and I do not know, when our end is going to be. Repent from the many sins that you have accumulated. Prepare for the hereafter. And act upon this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, starting with the sadaqa jariyah. You don't have to invest a lot, but invest in your akhirah. We plan for our lives as if we're going to live forever. Wallahi, you will not live forever. And we spend hours working, thinking of businesses, trading, going to waking up early, going to work, building our businesses. And we will die. Our banks will have those same accounts, and the money will be there for your family to inherit, and you will die. Think about that. When you are in your grave, what do you want to go with you? Think about that. Think about the fact that there is a likelihood that you have more sin than good deeds. And that you'll die upon that. And if it isn't for Allah's mercy, you will be held accountable for your sins. But imagine you ensure that you invested in your akhirah. That over time, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, that now all of a sudden those good deeds that are ongoing,
Those wells that people pay money and they are built all over the world. Wallahi, it's not just the people that drink from it, the animals, the birds that drink from it. There is khair and reward coming to the person that took part in it. This is the rahmah of Allah. You can ensure that your reward continues. So invest in the sadaqah jariyah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam after Khaybar and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this land that I have is the most beloved to me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, make it waqf, ihbisha, make it waqf, so that other people can benefit from it and the reward can come to you. Ongoing reward, ongoing ajr. And the best type of sadaqah, my brothers and sisters, is saqyul ma, it is to give water. So the next time you come across an opportunity to dig a well, and we know there are certain countries that are deprived, that are struggling, that raise their hands to Allah every single day, and you could be the answer to their dua, if Allah makes you the means. And not only can you then help them and do that which Allah loves the most, Allah loves the most when we put happiness and joy in the hearts of believers. Not only do you put joy and happiness in them, where maybe they had to walk so far for water and now it's closer. They can drink from it, the children can drink from it. But not only that, if you die, that reward continues and continues. Sadaqah jariyah, my brothers and sisters. Do not let that opportunity go to waste. Do not let that opportunity go to waste. From today, start planning. Even if it's something small, it is not about the amount. It is about the intention. It is about the fact that it's ongoing and people are benefiting. And it's important also that we, when we hear the word sadaqah jariyah, that we understand what it means. It's not just wells. It could be hospitals. It could be anything. It could be orphanages. Anything that's going to continue benefiting people generation after generation. Take part in it. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but get into that mindset. Invest in your akhirah. Invest in your akhirah. The second thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is ilm yuntafa'u bihi, knowledge that is benefited from. Another area, knowledge that is acted upon. Each one of us here, and I want you to think about this. Who taught you Surah Al-Fatiha? Who taught you Ayat Al-Kursi? Who taught you how to pray? There is someone there that will come to your mind. Maybe it was a parent, maybe it was a teacher, maybe it was a mentor, whoever it was. If you're a convert, who called you to Islam? That person has done such a great service, not just to you for what you know, but every time you recite, every time you pray, that reward goes to them, even if they've passed away. And you want the same. You want the same. So if you have knowledge, spread it. This doesn't just have to be something that you teach someone. Nowadays, the ways to spread knowledge are many. How many of you get a WhatsApp message? You get a WhatsApp message that reminds you to do something khair. And then you know what? It is the last hour of Jum'ah. Let me make some dua. Someone sent that. Someone wrote that. Thousands of people are seeing that and then they will make dua. And not only will they make dua, now they build that habit and they're doing that because someone decided to spread that knowledge. I just talked about Abu Huraira's hadith. How long ago did Abu Huraira die? How long ago did Abu Huraira die? When we are now saying here, after 1,400 years, we are saying Abu Huraira said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person dies, their deeds. We're mentioning the hadith. He chose to share that to his students. And today, after more than 1,000 years of his passing, in a khutbah, in a country far away from the one he was born in, thousands of people are listening to that same very hadith. And if we stop acting upon that, that's a portion of the reward going to Abu Huraira in his grave. This is what it means to spread beneficial knowledge. Each one of us knows something. Spread the knowledge. It could be that you purchase books for those that learn. It could be that you support madrasas. It could be that you sponsor a student. It could be different ways. It could be that you teach your children. Think about that, my brothers and sisters. This is something that will continue ongoing for you even after your passing. And the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generally speaking, the most beloved deed after the obligations is the seeking and the acting upon ilm and knowledge. So again, change your mindset. Start thinking, what are some other ways I can invest in khair, in my akhirah, in my hereafter? Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. And then finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Waladun salihun yad'u lah." A righteous child that makes dua. The ulama, they say, one of the signs of righteousness is how often you remember your parents in dua. One of the signs of salah and righteousness is how often you remember your parents and your grandparents in dua. How often do you remember them? Because if you're the one that's making dua for them, then you are waladun salih. And they benefit from that because no doubt they raised you. No doubt they taught you. No doubt that you remember them and you're now asking Allah to show them rahmah and mercy. And Allah, the Prophet ﷺ told us in a hadith that there will be an individual on Day of Judgment and he will see mountains of good deeds and reward. And he will say, where is this from? Where is this from? And he's told, this is the dua of your children. This is the dua of your children. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين على أمور الدنيا والدين والعاقبة المتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, we were going through the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of the three types of deeds that are able to benefit us after our passing. And the last one was ولد صالح يدعو له, a righteous child that makes dua for you. Immediately there you learn the importance of or to strive to have children. If it's possible, right? To get married and to have children and raise them right so that they can be a source of goodness for you. That they can be a source of goodness for you. And that is where the importance of having right children and then raising them right starts. And this is why you'll find in the Quran, the prophets, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the righteous people for their children to be rectified and to get righteous children, not just children, but righteous children so that they can then be a source of goodness for others and for them as well. It is also important that we raise our children in a manner and in a way where they understand that the priority of for us is not the dunya, but the akhirah. And they are the kind of children that when their parents pass away, they don't only think of inheriting the wealth that their fathers and mothers have left, but rather how can I benefit them and their akhirah? How can I exemplify what the Prophet ﷺ said of being a righteous child by remembering them in my du'as, by doing waqf projects for them, by giving the charity on their behalf, by paying off their debts, by servicing my parents that like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me to do so, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and especially be good to your parents. You can be good to your parents even after they have passed away. Something very small that each one of us can do is that those among us whose parents have passed away, that you make dua for them when you're making dua for yourself. That every time after salah or in the evening or whenever you're raising your hands, you remember them. You can do so much for those that have passed away. And generally speaking, the dua that we give, why did Allah mention the children particularly? Because it is those children that tend to remember their parents often. But even if someone doesn't have children, there's a very powerful story by the great scholar, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. And this is actually an example of the one that I gave before about knowledge. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi did not have any children. He did not have any children because he never got married. And he did have many students. And the day he died, one of his students stood over his body and looked and cried and said, "Verily, you did not have any children, but we are your children. We are your children." And what did they do? They continued passing on his knowledge. They continued making dua for him. That is the power of knowledge, that even though Ibn Taymiyyah had no regular legacy of children, today, again, hundreds of years later, he's being remembered. People are making dua for them and benefiting from his works. This is the power that knowledge has it continues your legacy even if you do not have any children. In any case, my beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to understand it is our responsibility to plan for our akhirah. When a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Mata sa'ah?" When is the hour? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, "Mada a'adta laha?" What have you prepared for it? So let's prepare for our akhirah by repenting from our sins, doing as many good deeds as possible, ensuring that our scales are filled with righteous actions, and that there is a little sin there because we are constantly repenting, and that we also plan that we can continue to gain reward after our passing with the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala nabiyyikum kama amarakum Allah ta'ala haythu qala inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiy ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alaihi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita wa barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidul Majid waridhi Allahumma an khulafa al-arba'a Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa an sa'ir as-sahabah wa tabi'ina wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm ad-din. Allahumma la tafarriq jam'ana hadha illa bi dhanbin مغفور وسعي مشكور وعمل متقبل مبرور. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء المسلمين يا رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استو اعتدلوا تراصوا استدوا الخال بارك الله فيكم. Please make sure you stay in the rows and close the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر.
سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Inshallah ta'ala, we will be praying the janazah prayer on our sister, Shamim Begum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her the highest place in Jannah and forgive all of our sins. We just had a reminder of the importance of preparation for death. And this is another reminder that one day, inshallah ta'ala, it will be one of us that we are standing over. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness, thabat, and ease our journey and grant us all Jannah. And may Allah grant our family patience and sabr as well. Please make sure you close the gaps and you line up inshallah ta'ala properly. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum. The burials at New Hall Sutton at 5 o'clock. New Hall Sutton, 5 o'clock, the burial.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.